The fight has become entangled in a Texas federal court ruling, which was discussed with the board in a closed-door executive session, with the judge blocking enforcement of an Obama administration interpretation of existing law. There have been other meetings, often very noisy. This meeting filled with supporters of the transgender policy proposal. It was put on the table while lawyers talked. School Superintendent Kreiner Cash says the policy is being pushed forward.
This administration has put forward the draft gender identity policy. Clearly, they were mostly pro-agenda policy, gender identity policy tonight. But I did hear the comments.
Some of the speakers were very strongly opposed to the policy, which drew loud protests from some audience members, with Fellowship World Church Pastor John Young receiving the loudest pushback about his statement that the policy opens the door to pedophiles. Women and Children's Hospital psychologist Tom Mazur says it's all very complicated and difficult for parents.
When the announcement is made it's a boy or it's a girl, there's development also of gender identity, a personal conviction of oneself as male, female, or something else. There's gender expression, and then there's sexual orientation, which is different than sexual identity. Parents ask these questions, they're confused, they're scared, they have lack of knowledge.
Final details of the transgender policy aren't yet decided and likely will be the subject of a board committee meeting. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.